everyone. Welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. This is the after Christmas edition. And for the week after Christmas, I hope you all had a good time at Christmas weekend. We've just passed. For many people, it's a gathering together. And this last year has been pretty difficult, I know. And many of you have to have made a big effort together with your families. And that's with me too. I'm spending some time with the slightly more remote members of my family down in Wellington instead of my usual Hamilton, New Zealand, which is where this program comes from. We've got a whole bunch of music for you, some of it vaguely related to the season. The first one is one called Family Reunion. Comes off the Industrial Strength Bluegrass album that came out this year. And this is a song written by Harley Gabbard, the great dobro player, and Aubrey Holt, guitarist, and who later went on to form the Boys from Indiana, fine band of the 1970s. They wrote this great song called Family Reunion. Here it is, done by Rhonda Vincent and Caleb Doherty. I'm not quite sure how you say his name. I apologize, Caleb, if you're listening. And it's a great song. Family Reunion. Maybe you're having one right now. But let's have a listen to Family Reunion.
Come on, come on to the family. So sweet. Come on, come on to the family reunion. It might be the last time we meet.
Now mother is sick, she's tired and weary, she can't go. She wants them near her once more, just to see their smile.
Come on, come on to the family reunion with mother and daddy, so sweet. Come on, come on to the family.
Oh, great. great version of that song. The words were written in 1957 and they're still very true, aren't they? That's what family reunions are all about. You never know when the next one's going to be or where it's going to be. I've always loved the singing of Mac Wiseman, and from an album called Bluegrass Hits and Heart Songs. This was mostly recorded in 1976, where he used the Shenandoah Cut-Ups to back him. That's John Palmer, Billy Edwards, Taylor Tate, and he enlisted Jeff Turflinger and Buddy Griffin to play second fiddle, and Jeff was playing the mandolin. Fred Bartenstein produced, and we got some great recordings from Mac Wiseman. Here's a song that you may not know very well, but it's a great song for bluegrass. Mac made it all work. When the Roses Bloom Again.
They were strolling in the gloaming when the roses were in bloom. A soldier and his sweetheart, fond and true. Their hearts were filled with sorrow, for they knew that on the morrow he must go away to join the boys in blue. Do not ask me, love, to linger, for you know not what you say. When duty calls, your voice is all in vain. Let not your heart be sighing if I'm not among the dying. I'll be with you when the roses bloom again. When the roses bloom again beside the river, and the robin redbreast sings his sweet refrain, I'll be with you, sweetheart mine, as in days of old exile. I'll be with you when the roses bloom again. From the rattle of the battle came a whisper soft and low, from a soldier who'd been wounded in the fray. I am dying, Captain, dying, and I know I have to go, but I want your promise ere I pass away. There's a far and distant river where the roses are in bloom, and a little girl who's waiting all in vain. It is there I pray you take me. I'll be faithful, don't forsake me. I'll be with her when the roses bloom again. When the roses bloom again beside the river, and the robin redbreast sings his sweet refrain, I'll be with you, sweetheart mine, as in days of old exile. I'll be with you when the roses bloom again.
Mac Wiseman, great song. I love the banjo backup by Billy Edwards. He did a fine job there. A few years ago, we had a visit in New Zealand from the Sonoran Dogs. That's Mark Miracle on mandolin and vocals, Peter McLaughlin on guitar and vocals, and Tyler James on banjo. And Bruce Packard from Australia came across and played bass for them instead of Brian Davies, who didn't make the trip. And I had the album, which I think it was just new then, Navajo Rug, and there's some great songs on that album. We're going to hear this one called Navajo Rug from the Sonoran Dogs.
Well, it's two eggs up on whiskey toast, home fries on the side. Wash it down with the roadhouse coffee that'll burn up your inside. It's just a little Cave Creek, Arizona diner and a waitress I did love. We sat out back near an old stuffed bear and a worn out Navajo rug. Hi, 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 Katie, shades of red and blue. Hi, 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 Katie, whatever became of that Navajo rug and you? Jack the boss, he left at six. It was Katie barred the door. She pulled down that Navajo rug and spread it across the floor. I saw lightning across the Catalinas. I heard the woo of the turtle dove. Lying there next to Katie on that old Navajo rug. Hi, 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 shades of red and blue, Katie, whatever became of that Navajo rug and you? Well, I saw old Jack about a year ago. He said the place burned to the ground, and all he saved was an old bear tooth. And Katie, she left town. Oh, but Katie got a souvenir too, he said, as he spit out a tobacco plug. You should have seen her running through the smoke, just dragging that Navajo rug. Aye, 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 Katie, shades of red and blue. Aye, 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 Katie, whatever became of that Navajo rug and you? So whenever I cross the sacred mountains and the lightning strikes above, it always takes me back in time to my long lost Katie love. But everything keeps on changing and everybody's on the go. You don't find things that last anymore like a double woven Navajo. Aye, 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 Katie, shades of red and blue. Aye, 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 Katie, whatever became of that Navajo rug and you? Katie, shades of red and blue. Aye, 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 Katie, whatever became of that Navajo rug and you?
Isn't that a nice song? Peter McLaughlin singing lead there. He worked a lot with Laurie Lewis, and he's a fine person to have in a band. And the neat little mandolin lick by Mark Miracle, just lovely. Next album is just called Out of the Woodwork. Tony Rice, Larry Rice, Chris Hillman, and Herb Peterson, they worked together way back in the early 1960s in California, and came up and met with each other every now and then in musical combinations, but never all together. And then in 1997, they got together and made this album, and they just did songs that they liked, and they swapped lead singers and harmony parts and things, and it was a bunch of four old friends playing some music. And there's some real gems on this album. We're going to have a song called Lord, Won't You Help Me. Larry Rice is doing the lead vocal and mandolin. Chris Hillman and Herb Peterson are doing the harmonies. Herb Peterson's playing banjo. Tony Rice is playing guitar. They've got Jerry Douglas in there on dobro, Ricky Simpkins on fiddle, and Ronnie Simpkins on bass. So it's a pretty highfalutin band, I tell you. And it's a nice song called Lord, Won't You Help Me. Larry Rice and from Out of the Woodwork.
This old guitar for a dollar and a dime and a glass of wine.
Lord, won't you help me before I lose my mind?
Got me a woman way back home, you know, Lord, I crave. Spends every dollar that I make, gonna drive me to the grave, my lone home.
Lord, won't you help me before I'm dead and gone?
Sunny south at dawn, leaving old Chicago with its rain and snow chilled to the bone.
Lord, won't you help me ride this greyhound home?
Well, hard luck always follows me down. Slide right back to hell, just shovel the coal.
Lord, won't you help me, save my worthless soul. Lord, won't you help me, save my worthless soul.
Larry Rice, along with Tony and Chris Hillman and Herb Peterson there. Great song. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and this show comes from Hamilton, New Zealand. If you're just tuning in for the first time, thank you very much. I hope you're enjoying my take on bluegrass music. I've been listening to and playing this music since the mid-1960s and still love it. It's great music, and there's always something in there to attract your attention. This show is sponsored by Shearer's Music Works in Hamilton, New Zealand. They have an online presence, you got to say that carefully, don't you? Online presence, and it's a good place to go for any musician. They've got everything from all the accessories that you might need, as well as some really quality musical instruments like Martin guitars and Deering banjos, and lots of how to play books if you need a bit of help and you're starting out. Go and see the people from Shearer's. Everyone who works in the shop is a musician, and they all know what you're talking about and the sort of things that will help you. If you got some money for Christmas, take it into Shearer's and tell them Paul sent you from Back Porch Bluegrass. They'll have a laugh about that. Oh, wouldn't it be good? What have we got lined up, Paul? We've got Midnight Sky Racer. I was told about this band by Bruce O'Hara, who saw them at the Mountain Grass Festival in Australia, and he said they're great, and he sent me this CD, and he was quite right. Band of Young Women from the UK, and wonderful. 2019, they were at Mountain Grass in Australia. And Tabitha Agnew plays banjos, Charlotte Karavik plays guitar, Laura Karavik plays fiddle and dobro, Leanne Theroux plays mandolin, Eleanor Wilkie plays the double bass. Eleanor wrote the song that I've chosen, which is called A Little Luck, and Leanne, the mandolin player, gets to sing it. Let's listen to Midnight Sky Racer from the album Fire, A Little Luck.
Boy, I see it now. Wish I could go back, but anyhow, all I need is a little luck today. All I need is a little luck without your trouble trying to tear it up. All I need is a little luck today. Not looking for love, no need to change your ways. You barely got a dollar to your name. All I need is a little luck today. Without your trouble trying to tear it up. All I need is a little luck today. Not looking for love, no need to change your ways. You barely got a dollar to your name. All I need is a little luck today. Thank you.
don't come by to try to say hello. We were over some time ago, so all I need is a little love today. All I need is a little love without your trouble trying to tear it up. All I need is a little love today. Not looking for love, no need to change your ways. You barely got a dollar to your name. All I need is a little luck today. All I need is a little luck. All I need is a little luck. All I need is a little luck today.
Midnight Sky Racer. Those girls really can pick. There's great music going on there. We got to hear a fiddle tune. It's high time to have a fiddle tune, and there's no better to play a bluegrass fiddle tune than Kenny Baker. This is from an album, Kenny Baker Plays Bill Monroe, and Bill Monroe thought Kenny did a fine job on fiddle and kept them on as long as he possibly could. This album, Kenny's playing fiddle, Joe Stewart is playing guitar, Vic Jordan is playing banjo, Bill Monroe is getting to play mandolin on his own fiddle tunes, Bob Black also played some banjo, and Randy Davis is playing bass, and Kenny does some wonderful tunes on this. And here's one called Brown County Breakdown. Brown County is where Bean Blossom, Indiana is situated. So that's what the tune's named for. Here's Kenny, Brown County Breakdown.
Thank you. Hello, Bluegrass fans everywhere. I'm Earl McWhirter from Te Awamutu in New Zealand, and you are listening to Paul Trenwith and Back Porch Bluegrass.
Oh, thanks very much, Earl. That's really good. Thanks for the idea. Earl is a mandolin player. Comes to my jam session, Back Porch Bluegrass, which we'll be having again in January, the fourth weekend in January, I believe it will be, although it may possibly be the third. And coming up on the second weekend of February, we have Kiwigrass, the fourth Kiwigrass, and the organisers of Kiwigrass are the people from the Pippi Pickers, a fine band from just near Warkworth, north of Auckland in New Zealand. Janine Barbanel, double bass and vocals, Gary Bigwood on mandolin vocals, Barry Torkington on guitar, and Nathan Torkington on banjo, and they do a fine job on lots of different songs, and I've selected one that is perfectly appropriate for the New Zealand summer, and it's called Camping by the Sun. Here are the Pippi Pickers.
I like it here and so do you, on the one that's green and blue, with everything that life requires, a big hydrogen campfire. We could be here quite a few days, the next place is 4 light years away, when you're camping by the sun. Yippee-yi-yay, yippee-yi-yo, out of space is mighty cold. Unless with luck you have found a nice warm star to fly around. Unless you're camping by the sun. Yodelay, yeah, yodelay, yeah, yo, yodelay, yo, oh, oh, oh. On that zoo, we're doing dishes and we're taking showers at 65,000 miles an hour. It makes you wanna play the guitar and sing songs to Jupiter and Mars when you're camping by the sun. Yippee-yi-yay. Outer space is very dark. Unless by chance you have found a nice bright star to fly around. Unless you're camping by the sun. close your eyes when the sun's on the other side. You may wonder about the countless thousands of other fires and who's around them. And are the sticks on their hot dogs 93 million miles long? Are they camping by the sun? Yeah, we're camping by the sun.
Well, I certainly hope that if you're in New Zealand, you're camping by the sun and not camping in the rain. But great song from the Pippi Pickers there. You'll see them at February's Kiwi Grass and the second weekend of February 2022. Another track from the Industrial Strength Bluegrass. This is from very early Jim and Jesse. In fact, it was one of the first songs they recorded, Are You Missing Me? And to play it, they lined up Daly and Vincent, Darren Vincent doing the lead vocal, playing bass, Jamie Daly on harmony vocal, Sean Richardson on guitar, Karina Rose Logston on fiddle, Joe Mullins on banjo, Jeremy Stevens playing the mandolin in Jesse McReynolds style, and just like Jim and Jesse did, they had a bit of percussion on there. Phil Paul was playing the percussion, and this is from the album, which is a tribute to the musicians of southwestern Ohio. And it's a wonderful album and wonderful book that goes with it. And here's a Jim and Jesse song, Are You Missing Me?
The day that I kissed you and told you goodbye, your lips told me that you would wait. But your lips deceived me and told me a lie, while your heart was sealing my fate. Are you all alone with a memory? Now that I am gone, darling, are you missing me? Like a bolt from the blue, my castles came tumbling as I read it all. I still can't believe that it's true. Are you all alone with a memory? Now that I am gone, darling, are you missing me? The glitter of gold turned your head, and while I was seeking employment to find, you married another instead. Are you all alone with a memory? Now that I am gone, darling, are you missing me?
Good to hear Jim and Jesse's stuff again, especially played like that. Wonderful. Tony Ellis and his son Bill Ellis visited New Zealand back in the 1990s, stayed at my place for a while, and Tony is a wonderful guest to have. He played some banjo, he played some fiddle, and they enjoyed New Zealand, and Tony played me lots of his self-composed tunes, quite different from regular bluegrass tunes, despite the fact that he was really a bluegrass picker, worked with Munro for several years, and but he does sort of almost like an old-timey style. And I selected a tune that from his album Dixie Banner, which is quite appropriate to the New Zealand summer, and it's one called Barefoot Boys. Tony Ellis is playing banjo, Bill Ellis is playing guitar, and Stephen Wade is doing the feet. They come in a little bit later in the song. Hope you enjoy Barefoot Boys. Fun tune, wasn't it? Hope you enjoyed it. I always love the singing of a country gentleman, and Charlie Waller's voice is very distinctive. And from the album called Souvenirs, I've got a great song selected for you now. One that sort of came from outside bluegrass music, really. It's a song, Faded Love, and listen to their vocal start. Just beautiful. Country gentleman.
I miss you, darling, more and more every day, as heaven would miss the stars above. With every heartbeat, I still dream of you. I remember our faded love. As I read the letters that you wrote to me, it is you that I am thinking of. As I read the lines that to me were so dear, I remember our faded love. I miss you, darling, more and more every day, as heaven would miss the stars above. With every heartbeat, I still think of you. I remember our faded love. Past and all the pleasures we knew as we watched the mating of the dove. It was in the springtime that you said goodbye. I remember our faded love.
stars above. When every heartbeat I still think of you, I remember our faded love.
That's a great rendition of that song. Just love it. And Charlie Waller's voice is perfect for it. Well, let's hear another song from Out of the Woodwork. Rice, Hillman and Peterson. A song called Only Passing Through. And Herb Peterson does the lead vocal and plays guitar in this one. And it's quite interesting. They've got listed in the credits, mystery singer, harmony vocal. Well, you might have to guess as to who it is. I'm guessing as much as you. And they got Danny Crawford playing some piano, Tony Rice on lead guitar, Ronnie Simpkins on bass, and Mike Aldridge on dobro. Here's Rice, Hillman and Peterson, Only Passing Through.
Wooden porches, rundown houses, mildewed sofas, and grown-up yards. Driving past them, I am reminded of where we come from and where we are. We are only passing through, like it's all we have to do. Curve on what we have and what we deserve, and I don't buy it, and they don't care. I can't say which of us is most aware. We are only passing through, like it's all we have to do. Scenario, the world just keeps on turning. Best case scenario, pretty much the same. And all that seems to matter is a scramble for the credit and the blame. Big old houses, tall white columns, iron gates to keep what's bad outside. Driving past it, I am reminded the price we pay just to enjoy the ride. We are only passing through, like it's all we have to do. And for all it means, me and you, we are only passing through. We are only passing through, like it's all we have to do.
We are only
didn't really pick any mystery singer. I don't know about you. Let's hear from the Sonoran Dogs again from their Navajo Rug album. And this is a tune called Last Train to Kitty Hawk.
Looking for a new way, ponder their options and look up to the sky. No, no, nothing lasts forever. Nothing says goodbye like a ticket in your hand. Whoa, they say progress makes us better. Time ain't standing still for any man. All aboard, last train to Kitty Hawk. Yesterday's taking on, and tomorrow's gonna fly. Take a train. Always be new ways to reach our destination. Once we're done with taxi cabs, fly jet airplanes. No, no, nothing lasts forever. Nothing says goodbye like a ticket in your head. Whoa, they say progress makes us better. Time ain't standing still for any man. All aboard, last train to Kitty Hawk. Yesterday's taken on, and tomorrow's gonna fly. Time spread wings and fly. Brother said the wind ain't right. Don't be left behind. Gonna fly. All aboard, last train to Kitty Hawk. Yesterday's taking off, and tomorrow's gonna fly. All aboard.
Oh, what a tag ending. That was the Sonoran Dogs. A big shout out to all the people listening on Access Radio stations throughout New Zealand. It's summertime over here. And the people listening on Access Radio stations in Canada, definitely wintertime over there. So we're really at opposite ends of the seasons, aren't we? We're wearing sandals and T-shirts over here, and you'll be wearing your fur-lined boots and your hooded parkas and things like that. Well, that's what I imagine. It may not be quite correct. And people in USA listening on Bluegrass Planet Radio, thanks very much. And all those people tuning in on podcasts from the various sources, I'm glad that you appreciate Back Porch Bluegrass. Keep tuning in, tell your friends about it. It's good fun show to do. It's all from my shelves, and I've got lots of CDs, and I pick out things that I think people would be interested in. I'm hoping you're going to be interested in this gospel song from Doyle Lawson from their Help Is On The Way album, and it's called When The Hand Of God Comes Down. And for a change, Doyle's doing the lead singing. Isn't that good? Doyle Lawson.
Oh, when the hand of God comes down with fire from heaven on high, it'll be too late to pray. When Gabriel blows his trumpet for the very last sound, we're gonna hide and see there when the hand of God comes down. We're living in an awful age and troubled times are here. The radios and magazines, their stories bring no cheer. The one and only recipe where lasting peace is found is watch and pray until the day when the hand of God comes down. Oh, when the hand of God comes down with fire from heaven on high, it'll be too late to pray. When Gabriel blows his trumpet for the very last sound, we're gonna hide and see there when the hand of God comes down. Many ride the devil's train, his wicked ways they choose. They'll rob and steal, fight and kill, and say I'll never lose. But listen, friend, there is an end when threats are time or well. And did you know you reap what you sow when the hand of God comes down? Oh, when the hand of God comes down with fire from heaven on high, it'll be too late to pray. When Gabriel blows his trumpet for the very last sound, we're gonna hide and see there when the hand of God comes down. Upon the Bible's holy page, his words are written there. They tell about these darkened days in which we're living here. Many shun the word of God, no time to pray is found. But by and by somebody will cry when the hand of God comes down. Oh, when the hand of God comes down with fire from heaven on high, it'll be too late to pray. When Gabriel blows his trumpet for the very last sound, we're gonna hide and see there when the hand of God comes down. Oh, when the hand of God comes down with fire from heaven on high, it'll be too late to pray. When Gabriel blows his trumpet for the very last sound, we're gonna hide and see there when the hand of God comes down. Oh, we're gonna hide and see there when the hand of God comes down.
Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver there with a great gospel song, When the Hand of God Comes Down. Coming to the end of Back Porch Bluegrass now, thank you very much for tuning in. Hope you've enjoyed it. We're going to take it out with a tune that the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band recorded in 1972 in Australia, and it's a lot different from the usual tune that we did. It came out on an album called Hamilton County Bluegrass Band Orange Blossom Special, what we call the Green Album, because it had a green cover, which is quite rare. And it's a tune that Alan Rhodes and I adapted from an Eric Weisberg tune. I think their tune, Eric's tune, was called Riding the Waves, and we borrowed the first part of it and played it with twin banjos. And you know, for the life of me, I can't remember whether I played the low part or the high part, but we put different sections into the tune. Did it with twin banjos, and we called it a typical New Zealand name, Cattle Stop, which is a barred gateway you had to stop the stock getting out, and lots of them in New Zealand. Thanks very much for listening. Here is Hamilton County with Cattle Stop. Alan Rhodes on banjo, Paul Trenwith on banjo.